crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Oh, kia ora, Amelia.
Hello.
How you going there?
I'm doing okay.
That is someone's good to hear.
Would the shortest thing be shorts?
I mean, could be. How short are your shorts?
I've seen some pretty...
Cryptic, isn't it?
I've seen some pretty short shorts.
Some short shorts.
But then I've seen some very long shorts. I think you need to be more specific.
Capri pants, maybe.
Yeah, waiters.
What are we talking about in word salad?
Oh, I just had a flashback to having three-quarter length turquoise corduroy pants that were my favourite thing in the world.
That sounds gorgeous. Extremely stylish. Yeah. I'm into
Last
that.
Year seems like so long ago. today we're kind of bringing it back to basics. I know we've been talking about some pretty high concept stuff.
Nice.
But today we're just going to talk about one word.
Okay, cool. I'm into it.
And got to give a shout out to Jess Fo.
Hi, Jess. Shout outs. She's literally in the room next door.
And talented Jess Fo, who yesterday said, "Hey, Amelia, why don't we pronounce the T in mortgage?" And I said,
"I think about this all the time. And I always want to say mortgage.
Mortgage." And I said, "I don't know, probably some French shit." But now I've looked into it and I can give a proper answer.
Can you confirm it is some French shit?
It is indeed some French shit.
Nice.
Okay, so we know what a mortgage is.
Yes.
It's when you buy a house and then you have a lot of debt. Is that right?
Yeah, it's like, crippling system of loans. Anyway, that was meant to be more funny. I don't know. It's fine. I'll never have one.
I need a ba-dum-ba sting or something.
So basically, mortgage is made up of two words.
Okay. A mort and a gage.
A more and a gauge.
Oh yeah, cool.
Yes. So we can probably figure out what the mort bit means.
If so we know French,
it's coming from kind of middle Norman, like old Frenchy stuff.
Okay.
If you've read Terry Pratchett,
I have.
Or maybe you've spent a lot of time at a mortuary. You know that it means death.
Dun dun dun.
Oh, le petit mort. Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. Cancelled.
I was talking about the Beth song, Little Death.
Yeah.
But so a mortgage is a death.
Okay.
And then what is a gauge?
I mean, I is it a thing you use to like see how much petrol's in your fuel tank or something?
Well, see, now this tells me that you don't play a lot of role-playing games, be they video or, board.
Board game. No.
Because a gauge...
I do not Dungeon or Dragon.
Basically, the sense that it's used in this word, that we still vaguely use it, is like a glove.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because all of these, Dark Souls medieval video games, they're always looking for extra words for glove for some reason. They're like, oh, it's the glaive gauntlet gauge of doom.
The glove of doom is not quite so, medieval sounding.
But so it's only really a gauge is only really a glove by analogy, because what a gauge was is like a pledge. It's like a promise.
Okay, okay.
And so when you do a pledge or a promise, you throw something down and it's usually a glove.
Okay, I'm starting to see.
So, we've got a death promise.
Ooh, sounding very bleak for your mortgage situation there.
Yeah, and it's really weird because basically every source that I can find is like, but it doesn't mean until you die. It means that the debt dies on repayment of the debt or on failure to repay the debt.
Okay.
Which I understand conceptually, but it seems
I'm
odd
still catching
if
on.
So if failure to pay the debt, does that mean if you can't pay the debt, then the debt just dies?
Well, because they take the thing back.
Oh.
So it's like, it's essentially like a promise that stops being a promise if you mess it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a quote. And it's I'll put on an old time voice.
Old timey voice.
And it seemeth that the cause why it is called mortgage is that for it is doubtful whether the faithful will pay at the day limited such sum or not. And if he doth not pay, then the land which is put in pledge upon condition for the payment of the money is taken from him forever, and so debt to him upon condition, etc.
Oh my lord.
If he doth pay the money, then the pledge is dead as to the tenant, etc. So it's...
My brain just kind of lost the plot a little bit.
Yeah,
there, but
that was... It's totally wild. But basically, a mortgage is a death promise.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you... next time you need a word for, like, a pledge or a promise, try gauge.
Try gauge.
Still in the dictionary. So it's related to words like wage, okay, also. How and is, also in what weed. Way? They're just from the same kind of root.
Okay.
So like wages and like wager.
Oh, okay.
So when you're like throwing in your wager into a thing, you're making a kind of a pledge. And when you get married, you're making a kind of a pledge. And so
they're all in the same family.
Does that mean marriage is a wager? You're throwing in your wager to the marriage?
Marriage is a gauge.
It, yeah.
Marriage is a gauntlet.
It's a big old gauntlet. But yeah. So,
mortgage.
In case you're interested, a mortgage is a death promise. A gauge is a glove.
Someone's taking a death grip. Which
and if you do, yeah.
Death grips.
Yeah, but it's the promise that dies, hopefully.
But we don't pronounce the T because it's French.
But we don't pronounce, sorry, yeah, that's the main thing. We don't pronounce the T because it's French.
But you quite often don't pronounce the T in French, right?
You don't unless...
there's
okay,
an E.
Another topic for another time.
Yeah, you don't pronounce it when it's at the end of a word.
There we go. Amelia, thank you very much. Mortgage or mortgage this morning.
A little bit confusing this
morning. No, I feel like I followed that perfectly.
Okay.
I got I got off the track somewhere and got back on it again. Thank you, Jess, for that. If anyone's got a particularly weird, text word or something that they want to send in for Amelia to maybe have a look at, send them through your best weird words and we will do our best on Word Salad. Thanks, Amelia.
My vinaigrette pleasure. Originally referred to small vinegar.
Word Salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.